It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hi there.
Mother's Day good?
Yeah.
What'd your family do?
Oh, I woke up with flowers and the cards and the candy and gift card. And
did you feel like a princess?
Sure did.
For a day?
Went to go, we did church, went to go shopping, lived my best life for a while, ran into other moms doing the same thing. It was pretty great.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
What about Elizabeth?
Yeah, did the letter. So all three of my daughters were out of the house last night. My youngest spent the night with my older two, so that was kind of cool. And so she got to sleep in and then made homemade brunch for her and the family as they came in. And then, yeah, like you, did a little shopping and yeah, it was good.
Awesome.
It was good.
Good things. All good things.
Yeah. So, by the way, just heard that Morgan Wallen last night, and I guess the new Morgan Wallen Post Malone song, I Had Some Help, already number one on iTunes, Apple Music charts, and broke, I think, a Spotify record as well. So if you missed it, we got a chance to play it on Thursday before it even got to Spotify. Here is a little clip of it. Yeah, biggest one-day Spotify streaming total for a country song. So
new favorite song. Love it.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's getting mixed reviews, and some of that is the people who are not of your opinion who are like meh on the song are more the country purists and are like, oh, you know what? I mean,
is it too pop for them?
Exactly.
Oh,
and
come on now.
And not wanting Post Malone to be now a part of the country world, you know?
Post Malone is more country than a lot of the other pop stars trying to dip their toe in there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say Beyonce, she tried to do like some country concept album, and now Post Malone going to be releasing his album. Whatever happens, this album that he's going to do is...
I'm here for Posty's country era.
Got a lot of hype. Yeah. So, anyways... I'll be listening for that on 99.7 EJX. So, did you all see the Northern Lights? It's 99.7 EJX. Maybe you had a hard time seeing it with the naked eye, but apparently your phone camera is so good if you did it in night mode. A lot of people were able to pick up the Northern Lights.
Incredible pictures.
Yeah, it was flooding my feed on Saturday and Sunday.
Started seeing them like 45 minutes after. And so I was like, ow, ran out there, tried to do the same thing. It was kind of cloudy where I was too. Just didn't capture anything, but tried.
Did you try on your phone?
Yeah, I was holding the phone up.
And oh, yeah.
I don't know if I had it on night mode. I just opened the camera.
Yeah.
So maybe that was why.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think night mode, that's where a lot of people were able to get the Northern Lights, all the colors and stuff like that. But yeah,
it was amazing.
I was going to say, I saw a lot of great photos. Okay, it's 99.7 EJX. Let's get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So a lot of these stories just kind of start off in a not great situation, but it's the way that people came together to help out that really makes this an amazing story to tell. Aiden and his family from Massachusetts were just on a cruise ship, enjoying all that when he was suddenly struck with a life-threatening perforated intestine.
Oh, geez.
The cruise ship doctor said he needs to get off the ship and get immediate medical attention at a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So this elaborate rescue involving the U.S. Air Force was assembled.
Oh, wow.
So they got together two choppers from a base in Florida, flew nearly 400 miles across the ocean.
Mm.
Other passengers got video of Aiden getting airlifted into the chopper and then his mom. And the whole thing required 3 midair refuelings before they were able to land in North Carolina. His mom talked to Inside Edition about it.
I was just scared and, you know, screaming, scared the whole time. The doctor on the ship said he needs to be taken off the ship immediately.
Passenger Marla White shot the video.
I was just totally shocked and amazed how everything pulled together, and it was just astounding.
He's doing a lot better than he was comparatively to when he was pulled off the ship.
Wow.
Yeah, my goodness. Could you even imagine? I mean, it was
You feel stranded.
But, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, what an operation they had to pull together just to get this kid off the ship and to the hospital. And sounds like they did in time, and he's recovering. So
that's good.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. See the whole story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
So we were just talking a little bit about the whole Taylor Swift Paris show there, the Tortured Poets Department era of her Eras tour in full effect. But fans were a little taken aback when someone took a photo of a baby laying on some blankets on the ground in the crowded general admission area.
How dangerous is that? And the baby could get stepped on.
Yeah, yeah, that definitely is a concern for sure.
Come on now.
I will say, though, that I remember being in Europe and seeing people like take their babies in strollers, but not take them in the store. They would just park their baby in the stroller
and leave them
outside the store on the sidewalk, run in, get what they needed to do, come out.
What?
Yeah. So like I part of it may be just the culture that we're not used to.
They don't have a lot of baby snatchers over there?
I guess not. I don't know. But the whole, no, I mean, the whole point being that maybe taking a baby to a concert isn't as unheard of in, you know, Paris and France and Europe as it is.
The article says that there was some sort of ear protection from the loud music. That was the other thing I was concerned about, loud music, crowd noise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how crazy for a baby to try to process all that,
right?
But still, it's like, come on now.
I mean,
if
the baby
can't find a sitter, we're not going to that show.
Did the baby get in for free?
Oh, or that is a good question.
Or did they have to spring a
what
ticket?
What's the price point for that?
I know. Like, are you still dropping a full ticket on the baby, or are you able, like, kind of like an airline? You know, you don't have to necessarily buy the plane ticket for the baby if the baby can sit on your lap, right?
Yeah.
So maybe the person didn't have to buy the concert ticket for the baby because, oh,
well,
don't worry.
Good.
We're just going to put the baby in the baby Bjorn, and then when I get tired of holding the baby,
we're just going to lay the baby on the floor.
I'm just going to lay the baby
on
the
floor. It's going to be fine. We're just going to, you know, just assume people around aren't going to step on the baby. No, it's going to be fine.
Well, it sounds like the baby was fine, like wasn't stepped on, so that's fine.
Let's not do that. Let's not do that.
All right.
Let's not do that.
We'll post it up on X at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see kind of the photo there, and that it's been getting a lot of attention. All right. Coming up next, it's in honor of mothers everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, what better way to honor them than by slinging awful insults?
Yo mama
about
jokes.
Yo mama.
Yep.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It is a, I don't know what we'll call it, maybe a Mother's Day edition of You Laugh, You Lose.
Yeah, we're kind of taking a little side street from the dad jokes to yo mama jokes.
Yeah, to honor moms.
Exactly. Right. I mean, how better to honor moms?
Losers go first. That would be me.
Yes.
All right. Are we doing just yo mama jokes, or are we doing others too?
I have others, but I'm gonna ride the yo mama train as far as I can.
Okay. All right. So, well, I guess I'll just start. Yo mama. So stupid. I told her it was chilly outside and she ran and got a spoon.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Your mama's so ugly, she walked into a haunted house, walked back out with a job application. Hey, yo!
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Your mama's so ugly, the devil had to get baptized after possessing her.
Oh, my. Your mama's so short, you can see her feet on her driver's license.
All right. That was a burn.
Mm-hmm.
You Laugh, You Lose, Mother's Day edition.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, yo mama's so stupid, she waits for stop signs to turn green.
Yeah.
And she's so ugly, they did.
Oh, wow.
They're like, move along.
Oh, wow. Hey, Ben, yo mama's so dumb, she trips over the wireless internet.
Kelly, yo mama's teeth so yellow, When she smiles, traffic slows down.
Yeah, more traffic jokes. Good one. Ben, your mama's so dumb. She got fired from the M&M factory for throwing away all the W's.
Oh. Kelly, your mama's so big. Her memory foam mattress drinks to forget.
Ouchie. 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 Hey, Ben, your mama's so dumb. She put a watch in the piggy bank and said she was saving time.
Kelly, yo mama's so big, the sorting hat put her in the Waffle House.
OMG!
Griffin, no, Waffle House!
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Your mama's so dumb, when she heard about cookies on the internet, she ate her computer.
Ay, ay, ay. Hey, Kelly.
Mm-hmm?
Yo mama's so ugly. We'll do that one later.
Oh, you saving it?
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Yo mama's so big, a magician made her disappear into fat air.
Oh, instead of thin air. So bad.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Your mama's so stupid, she stared at a cup of orange juice for 12 hours because it said concentrate.
Oh. Kelly, yo mama's so slow, it took her 9 months to make a joke.
Is that aimed at me, sir? Hey, Ben, your mama's so poor, the ducks throw bread at her.
You laugh, you lose. Mother's Day edition. Kelly, trampolines used to be called jumpolines.
Oh, boy.
Until your mama jumped on one back in 74.
No, dang it, 73. Oh, dang it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Your mama's cooking so nasty, the house flies got together to fix the hole in the window screen.
Kelly, yo mama's so ugly. Your dad wakes up with morning wooden.
Earmuffs,
peaches, your dog.
Earmuffs, peaches. Don't listen to that one. Shoot. That's still bad.
I'm taking the trophy. Happy Mother's Day. Listen, no offense to the moms.
Oh, that's all in love. It's all in love. We love you, mamas. Oh, dang it.
All right, there you go. You laugh, you lose. Mother's Day edition on 99.7 DJX. A lot of rich golfers coming into town. Practice rounds for the PGA Tour Championship starting today.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who are housing the golfers, which is kind of great. They're renting out their houses.
Man, you roll
pretty exciting.
You roll in a good crowd, Kelly.
Like, I know where Tiger Woods is staying. I'm just going to say that.
All right. Let's do a word association.
Nope. I'm not saying. I just know.
Is it?
I just know. It's pretty fun.
Could it be the OC, maybe?
Nope.
All right.
You'll never guess.
Never guess.
But it's fun.
And so, yeah, a lot of rich golfers in town. Practice rounds for the PGA Championships start today there in Valhalla. So, I mean, if you're around the area, it's just going to be madness.
The traffic's going to be insane in the whole greater Middletown area.
Yeah, for sure.
Shelbyville Road Plaza, just around Valhalla in general.
Yeah, so that is happening this week. And then keep in mind, Mystic Dan, the winner of the Kentucky Derby, just arrived there in Pimlico. The Preakness is happening this Saturday.
Oh, goodness.
So the second leg of the Triple Crown. Man, we got a lot of stuff happening.
Much is happening.
A lot of stuff is happening. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, sight reading is a skill, right? A skill that you got to practice. It's challenging.
We do it a lot of times on the show.
Yeah. This Daily. Is an example of, if you can, to rehearse the names you're going to be announcing.
Ooh.
It's a setting the bar story. I'll also tell you a time when it failed me miserably. Coming up here in just a minute. Plus, fly away to Miami to see Taylor. A setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, sight reading is a skill. It's also very challenging. So if you can manage to make it through the day without butchering the names of half the graduating class, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. If your job is to announce the names. You double check how to say them before the event.
Maybe you saw this going around social media. I did. It's hysterical.
No. Oh, gosh.
Thomas Jefferson University in Philly. They actually had to apologize.
Oh, gosh.
After a bunch of nursing students' names were mispronounced at their graduation this past week.
Oh, no.
So the woman who was reading the names, apparently the phonetic spelling of the names were not good. And so that's what they're kind of blaming it on. But listen to how she's butchering some of these names that aren't hard, like Elizabeth.
Victoria Lee Zubenfrost.
What the heck?
Victoria Elizabeth.
Oh my gosh.
Gross. Not what she said.
Yeah, so this is a TikTok of someone who's watching it go down.
Marlena.
Oh, Melanie?
Is this
Molly.
Ha.
wait, you mean Melanie? Malina?
Carolina? Urina.
Oh, gosh.
Ha, move me.
Thomas.
Yeah, that's Thomas.
Oh, Thomas.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So the school swapped out the person reading the names for a different announcer halfway through.
Halfway through?
Yeah.
The announcer got like fired?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, halfway through. I don't know if you remember the classic Key and Peele sketch where a substitute teacher from the inner city comes in and does a class roll call.
I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen.
Jacqueline.
Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here?
Oh, yeah. Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay.
A lot of people were comparing that to that sketch.
Oh, gosh.
The Aaron sketch there.
I mean, now there could have been a couple of things at play here. It could have been like a last minute, hey, we don't have anybody because our speaker like canceled. Can you do it? And then maybe they didn't have time to prepare.
Maybe not. I'll tell you, this failed me miserably. I was emceeing some derby gala. All right. A lot of rich people at the Galt House, let me tell you.
Oh, gosh.
And that, you know, I practiced and practiced and practiced these jockey names. You know, I'm calling these jockey names. I practiced them. So I did my homework. But what threw me were they started handing me names on napkins of, hey, mention this person. This person's in the audience. We didn't know they were going to be here.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, oh, and not all of them are Pat Day. Let me tell, or Mike Smith. I mean, these guys sometimes have challenging names.
They do have challenging names, yes.
And I'm up there going,
hey, Aaron, where are you?
Hey, Aaron.
So anyways, setting the bar. We'll post it up because it's one of those where you're like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. At Ben and Kelly Show. That is your setting the bar story. If you are dating right now, hold on to that person. If you are not, this could very well be the future of dating. If you don't really trust AI not to steal your job, I know artificial intelligence is a big thing over the past couple years, right? Would you trust AI to set you up with a date?
No, sir. Nope.
So dating apps have streamlined the matching and meeting process, right? So the founder of Bumble says it could be possible in the near future to have an AI dating concierge, basically an avatar. That would be you. And that concierge could go on a date with another person's dating concierge, aka another person's avatar. And they wouldn't have to waste money or a whole evening on a bad fit. You could just breathe through hundreds of these, quote, dates in no time. Then they'd give you the person or people you should meet in real life.
Okay. Okay. So it's like it's doing it for you? As opposed to you just, like, sifting through all these people, they're going to kind of do it for you, and then, like, you approve or disapprove?
Yes, so it's like you would create an AI avatar of yourself,
okay.
Right? All right? And then others would do the same. And then these avatars, based on your, like, likes, dislikes, all that stuff, would find each other, and they would ask a bunch of questions. They'd go on these virtual dates. And then it would kick back who actually could be compatible with you.
Oh, okay. So your avatars are going to kind of go on a little speed date first. And then if that goes well, then we'll kick it up to the actual people?
Yeah.
This sounds weird.
I mean, could you imagine if the are the avatars going to...
No, they're not. No, they're not. No, they're not.
How do you know, Kelly?
No, no, they can't. They
virtually.
It's impossible.
Virtually.
No, virtually they cannot. No, no, that is too weird.
Kelly, where there's a will, there's a way.
No,
sir. That would be so weird, though.
It would be
if your
awful.
Avatars have already hooked up and
no.
You're meeting for the very first time, and
that's
it's like,
just, no.
Where's this going?
This is getting too weird. We're gonna need to hit the pause on what the AI is doing.
Now, to be clear, none of this concierge stuff is in the works right now. They're just talking about how it could become the future of dating sooner
Let's
or
not
later.
Do that. Let's stop it before it gets to that point because creepy and weird.
So
no.
you'd be able to. Kind of talk to your own AI person, your own avatar about the process. Like, hey, just came out of a breakup, got a little commitment issues. So that would enrich your own avatar, right? And so that could train the avatar and the concierge and give you tips and suggestions on how to communicate with dates in real life. So almost acting as if a fake BFF.
But okay. Then you don't have any idea what this person looks like from the get-go, right? When the avatars meet, we really have no idea who is actually behind the avatar, right?
Well, it would be at least the founder of Bumble, a dating app, is saying this could be the future. So I decided to type some pickup lines into AI.
Okay. This is going to be great.
I'll give you
this music.
Because it's these pickup lines according to AI. I can only hope that they use these when this happens. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a campfire? Because
am I a campfire?
Because you're hot and I want s'more.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Now, I like s'mores, so that's not bad. I'm not mad at it.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Do you have a Band-Aid?
No, don't have a Band-Aid.
Because I just scraped my knee falling for you.
Oh, boy. Oh, classic.
These are AI pickup lines.
Classic. Classic. Okay.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Do you believe in fate?
No.
Because I think we were meant to meet tonight.
Oh, that's not even... That's weird. That's
again,
no, it
these
didn't
are
on that one.
Pickup lines according to AI.
Yeah, no. That one was a fail.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Do you have a sunburn?
No.
Or are you always this hot?
Oh, boy. Okay, yeah, no, these are not... Not nearly as strong. You could have stopped the s'mores one. I would have been like, all right, fine.
Kelly.
No.
If you were a vegetable.
What?
You'd be a cutecumber.
A cutecumber? All right, I'm back in the door.
You're
on that
back
one.
In.
I'm back in the door.
The
on that
cucumber.
One.
Gotcha. The AI cucumber gets it.
Lisa says, as someone who's been in the cesspool of dating, I'm all in on someone else doing the dates.
Yes. The future of dating. Your avatar could be going out on dates, hooking up with other avatars, coming back with lines like, if okay. you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber. You had me at cucumber. All right, there you go. It's 99.7 DJX. Good luck out there in those mean streets.
Oh, it just got weirder.
All right, still to come this hour, we've got group therapy aimed at literally one person.
Oh, boy.
All right. That's on the way on 99.7 DJX. Get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
We go to Australia, down under, crikey, yes. A guy named Billy Bowden was trying to get just a quick little haircut. Ended up getting a little too comfy. Dozed off for 3 hours. Of course, the barbershop is going to put that up on TikTok. And it's been seen millions and millions of times. Got him on Australian morning television to talk about it.
Actually, I had an early knockoff that I was trying to get a quick sneaky haircut in and get to the pub before the wife got home from work, but the chair got the better of me.
So you didn't wake up for 3 hours?
Oh, mate, that's customer service, I guess. You can see the chair was reclined, the cold towels on the head. It was, what can I say, mate? If I was awake, I would have been out of here.
I mean, I like that the barbershop just let him sleep.
Yes, and they asked him, I said, hey, does that happen often? He's like, eh, not super often, but when it does, we just kind of, you know, make them comfy, let them hang out.
I've fallen asleep in a lot of different places, so, yeah, I mean, I can see that, you know?
Yeah, especially just kind of relaxing. The best part of getting your hair done, washing the hair.
Yeah.
I mean, they do a little head massage.
Yeah.
Dang it. Yeah, I could do some nap time there for sure. You can see the video at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, this is from Anne. She says, attention group therapy listeners, help!
Okay.
If I don't share the secret and get some advice, I'm going to blow, LOL. My husband has a friend he works with. They've known each other for years, went to high school together, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is also married. The problem is he cheats on his wife, has cheated on his wife frequently, and she knows about it.
All right.
She finds out every single time.
Okay.
Always a standard by text, Facebook messages. He's even drunkenly hit on me, sent me inappropriate messages on Facebook several times.
All right.
Back in September, he cheated on his wife again, only this time with her sister.
Keeping it in the family. Got it.
And this time it was in their home.
Okay.
She just walked right in again. She continues to stay with him.
Okay.
But she's so unbelievably controlling of him, rightfully so, but it's to the point where my husband's getting tired of hearing the drama, having to deal with it every day because she will literally call him every 20 minutes to make sure he's at work, who he's working with, will tell her husband to have my husband say something over the phone so she can hear him and verify it's him he's working with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's so absolutely ridiculous and uncalled for. My husband's getting fed up because it's obviously interfering with him working, too. So I'm just really needing to use your show to tell him or her or both of them, dude, you're not happy because you keep cheating. She's not happy because she constantly can't trust you. And we're not happy because it's a problem for the people surrounding you. It has nothing to do with.
Mm.
Please, 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 I'm begging y'all who listen. Let's talk some common sense into them because I'm tired of dealing with it.
Okay, I don't know if you can.
Can what?
I don't know if you can talk common sense into that. Like, it's.
It seems to be this never-ending cycle that they are trapped in and can't seem to either not want to get out, can't get out, don't know.
I mean, but man, this has everything. You know, cheating,
all the things,
work drama, relationship drama, all that.
Sure.
So I don't know. How would you approach this if this were you or your husband or partner in this situation? Would you say something to the husband, the coworker, or would you try to get in touch with the wife? Would you stay out of it?
See, here's the thing. It looks like they're just coworkers, so that I don't think this is his boss.
Right, right.
So do you just go to HR and just be like, listen?
Hey, this is starting
to intrude on my work.
This extracurricular activity is now creeping its way into the workplace, and it's making me unproductive because I have to deal with it.
Yes.
Maybe that's the way to go.
Maybe that's the way to do it. If they are equals in the workplace, mm-hmm. I could see that it's an even more complicated situation if we're talking about the boss is doing this and sure. The boss's wife.
Yeah.
But that's not indicated here. So if it's just a coworker, I know you don't want to like throw anybody under the bus and possibly jeopardize their job or anything, but this is getting to the point where it is affecting your ability to work. And that's not going to reflect well on you if you start getting called out for not being productive.
If someone from HR could like let us know how you would approach this, that would be great. 502-795-1997. That is our number, group therapy here on 99.7 DJX. Group therapy. Let me try to wrap this up in a neat little bow. Anne's husband, Anne is a listener of ours, her husband's coworker, cheating on his wife. He's tired of dealing with all the drama, the phone calls, the disruptions, getting him involved in the drama. How does she get them to stop so her husband can get some work done? That's kind of the gist as to what we're going with, right?
Yeah, it just sounds like a toxic relationship, and neither one of them, like, she keeps cheating, you know, finding him cheating, and he just keeps cheating, and now it's just, how do you get them to realize you are not good together?
We got a text from Nicole who says, they're friends, right? Been friends since high school? Well, plan a dinner all together and call him out. Add some spice, invite the side chick.
Oh, wow.
You mean the sister?
Side chick. The sister, yes, God. The sister, oh my gosh. Holy yeah, we cow. Just kind of glossed over that fact is yeah. that the sister is now involved keeping in the family.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of people who are just like, hey, stay in your own lane. None of your business what they do with their marriage.
Well, but this is now in their lane, though, when it's affecting them on the job.
Yeah.
Yes, it's like having to put, you know, Ann's husband on the phone to prove that the dude is
that's
at
crazy.
Work. That's the problem.
Andrew, the love doctor, calls our show all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, but before we get your take on this, I had some people ask, is Andrew, the love doctor, a real doctor or a therapist? And I was like, I don't think so. He just has advice.
Great advice. And so we call him an expert.
They are correct. I am not a real doctor or therapist,
all
but
right.
I have had a ton of life and relationship experiences, which makes me
good
pretty
enough for us.
All right. So how, like, I guess, what's your take on this?
Oh, my gosh. It's a train wreck. Here's what needs to happen. Her friend, Anne, anonymous, they need to get her husband, the other couple, all together and say, look, this has got to stop. You're not happy. He's not happy. You guys need to figure it out. But it's affecting our life and our relationship with each other. Figure it out or don't contact us. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want you talking about it. I don't want to know about it, number one. Number two, this woman that's let him cheat for all this time.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's got to go. There's a problem somewhere way down the line. He's not going to be faithful. And it's not – you don't know what's going on in their marriage. Everybody's different, right? But
right.
She and him have to figure that out, whether it's divorce, whether it's separation, whether it's actual real therapy from a real doctor. But no. As far as it being an issue with her and her husband, and no, they've got to tell them, look, we're done. We're done. Don't talk to us. I don't want to know if you're cheating. I don't want to find nothing. Period. The end. Don't even call me. Nothing. They've got to let that go. They got to be done with that.
Yeah, I think he's just got to say, listen, I'm going to turn you into HR if you guys don't get a handle on this, because this could jeopardize both of our jobs. So you got to get a handle on it.
Yeah. Thank you, Andrew, the love doctor. I will say that we did get a message from Ann who said there is no HR. So.
Oh, there's no HR?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So the guy's uncle is the boss, and so not much can be done as far as involving the employer.
Oh, man. Dang. Okay, so now we're just going to have to just go straight to the source. And I like the idea of just invite, if they've been friends for a long time, invite them out to dinner and say, listen, this has got to stop, because now you're sucking us into it, and we don't want to be a part of it.
See,
so you either figure it out,
uh-huh,
or you guys need to call it quits because it's not working. The cycle is not working.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. I think that that's probably the way to go with it.
Brooke is saying that kind of the similar things. I think the next time the wife wants the coworker to say something to verify he's working with him, he should say, this is the last time I'm doing this. I don't want to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And then say that to both of them. Maybe they will take the hint to not put him in that position anymore. And at that point, he could distance himself from it. You know, if the husband hangs up, tries talking about it, he could say, nope, not getting involved.
Yeah, and you can just, you know, sit back and watch it burn.
Yep.
Because you know,
burn.
I was going to say, you know, it's not you. So, hey, that's fine.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, good luck with that. I hope we helped a little bit, maybe.
Hopefully the message gets to the ears it was intended for.
There you go. That is group therapy. Let's play a fun little game, shall we? Called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Rich, calling us from Fern Creek. Hi, Rich.
Hello there. How you doing?
Ah, we're doing great. Thank you. Thank you for asking, Rich. Appreciate that. Rich has got brown hair, drives a Ford F-150, is in real estate, and has been married for 18 years, couple kids. Man, he's
Look
got it figured out.
We're like living parallel lives.
Oh.
Husband's in real estate, couple kids, married about that long.
Wait, Rich, do you go by an alias of Michael?
Michael Higdon? No.
he's much better looking than me.
All right, just curious.
That's fun.
All right, very good. Rich, it's Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
Yeah, fun game. You're going to hear three stories. You have to determine, was the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right, here we go. First one.
I cut my gums after I tried brushing my teeth with a comb.
Ouch. Oh, owie.
Wow.
Oh, ow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh.
That could go either way, but I think a kid would have more sense than that. So I'm going to go with drunk adult.
Drunk adult, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'll agree. Drunk adult, yeah.
Both of you saying drunk adult.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was a little kid.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
ouchie. Oh, that's a tough lesson to learn.
With a comb.
Ouch.
When I got tired, I would just turn into a zombie. I would sleepwalk, too. My parents found me brushing my teeth with a comb covered in toothpaste.
Ooh.
My gums are bleeding, but it still didn't wake me up.
Oh, my gosh.
It didn't wake her up? Wow.
Wow.
Okay. That is a special ability to be able to sleep through a lot.
Okay. All right. There you are. 0-1, Rich. Let's try to get this next one here. Little kid, drunk adult.
I put all my clothes on backwards and walked around thinking I looked good.
I mean.
Okay.
Come on now.
Yeah.
That's easy, right?
Gosh, I'm getting flashbacks to that crisscross video.
Yes.
I'm gonna go little kid.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Because of that. Like maybe they were thinking that it's cool because of crisscross. Yes, little kid.
Wow. You are gonna have to both explain yourselves because we have listeners who have no idea what you're talking about.
Kids, look it up. Crisscross. Jump, jump. The Mac Daddy make you jump, jump.
Jump, jump. The Daddy
yeah, exactly.
Mac will make you jump,
yes.
jump, yep.
Thank
you.
Yeah, Rich knows. Rich knows.
Wait, what did you say? Little kid?
Yes.
All right.
Little kid.
All right, both of you said little kid.
I was a little kid.
You got
yeah, you
it.
Were. Yeah, you were.
Yes, little kid. Daddy Mac will make you.
I saw a rap group do it.
Yep.
There it is.
Yep.
There it is.
Yes.
So when I was at school that day, I went to the bathroom and switched my clothes so that everything was on backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And was walking around thinking I looked awesome. But I got heckled so much that it totally disrupted the class. So my teacher made me go back to the bathroom, put my clothes on right.
Oh, wow.
You didn't have like a phone back then to be able to pull up the YouTube video and be like, see, they're doing it.
Rich, did you ever fall into that fad?
I didn't, but I had a friend that did.
Seriously?
I think we even gave him the nickname Zipper Butt because the zipper was on his butt.
Zipper Butt.
It's not functional.
Zipper
it looks
butt.
Ridiculous. I think I knew it looked ridiculous back in the day, but it just wasn't functional.
I never did, but like you, Rich, there were several girls in my school who did wear like sweaters and pants backwards.
No.
And
no, they didn't.
You know, I didn't say much because I really wasn't in a position to talk. But,
you know, weren't like a fashion icon.
Look, I was a chubby kid, had red hair. Like I was not in any position to dispense fashion tips to people, right? So, anyway.
Thank goodness that trend didn't really catch on.
All right. You got one right, one wrong. Let's get this last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I ran through some sand dunes and had my bathing suit ripped off.
Oh, sand dunes.
Oh, boy.
Bathing suit.
That's going the way, too. I'm going to say she must have the speed or the weight going, so I'm going to go drunk adult.
Yep. That's really good logic there. I agree with that logic.
All right,
yeah.
Both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
You're right. Yes. Drunk adult.
Strong comeback.
You got it. Good job.
It was spring break in college, and a bunch of us had been day drinking and decided to hit the beach and look for guys. And I thought it would be funny to run through the sand dunes down to the beach.
Yes. Great idea. Great idea.
That'll get their attention.
And right as I get to the end, my thong got caught on the branch of something and tore right off. The worst part is I screamed and everyone turned and looked, and there I was with just my top on.
Oh, wow. No! Of all the parts of the suit to get lost, that was the worst one. Oh, no.
Oh, shoot. Okay. All right. Well, hey, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Congratulations. You're a winner, Rich.
That was quite the comeback.
By the way, we got some text messages in from Kate. Said my husband did the backwards clothes wearing thing and got stuck in his clothes and peed his pants. Where you like, oh god, I can't take off the pants.
Oh my god,
you're trying to like unzip from the back and oh my gosh, that's funny. Rich, congratulations, man.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I feel pretty good. Glad.
Yeah.
Made respectable and had a good comeback there.
Yes, it was.
Yes, all right.
Yes, you can hold your head high that you did well in this game.
All right. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, cool.
Oh, Allie says Chris Cross was my first real concert. Wow. Everybody. See? People know Chris Cross if you don't look it up.
All right. There you go. Little kid, drunk adult. I realized I witnessed a crime on Mother's Day on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. By the way, how was your Mother's Day, Kelly?
Good. Woke up to flowers and my favorite candy and a gift card. Got to go shopping, live my best life, ran into other moms doing the same thing. It was pretty great.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. For us, me and my wife, we were able to go out and have a little kind of a date night on Saturday night because my youngest daughter was kind of hanging out and spending the night with my older two daughters. So that was cool. And then woke up a little late on Sunday morning. They all came over. I made some brunch for the family. Then, went shopping and just kind of had a day, right?
Yeah.
But then I realized I witnessed a crime that went down while we were shopping. I witnessed someone shoplifting a whole bunch of shoes.
Really?
Yes.
And did you say anything?
So it was weird because I was kind of in the shoe section at the time, just kind of like browsing, looking around, whatever. And I saw this guy just kind of like taking and putting shoes in almost like one of those Trader Joe's like bags, or like a plastic bag.
Yeah.
One of those
like a reusable grocery.
Yes. Yeah. Like a reusable grocery bag. And I really didn't think anything of it other than the fact that I was like, that guy looks a little weird just because he had a weird look on his face and he was just kind of putting all these shoes and then maybe fast forward 3 to 5 minutes. And I'm there with my daughter and we see him like not run, but speed walk past us. And she was like, he's got somewhere to go. And I was like, he's shoplifting. And sure enough, goes right out the door. The little alarm goes off. The employees aren't like trained to stop shoplifters like that. You know,
so you're telling me you didn't tackle him.
I didn't say anything.
Like, are you going to pay for that, sir?
Yeah, it was just one of those things where I realized it as, like, right before he got to the door, I was like, he is shoplifting. And then, sure enough,
that man doesn't look like he went to the checkout.
And then, you know, he just goes right out the door, and no one in the store even blinked an eye. I was like,
you're kidding.
I was like, nobody. Oh, wow. I guess payment is optional here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is not a good message to send.
No.
Like, we at least need to be getting on the horn, like, given a description.
Well, I think there were some employees. I saw an employee, like, I don't know, say something into his little, like, microphone thing that is clipped to his shirt. So, probably said something about it. I don't know. But anyways, it's been a long time since I've seen any sort of crime like that happen. And I was like, oh, wow, look at that.
And they'll probably get away with it because you didn't say anything.
Maybe I could have done something. Yeah,
Is anybody going to make that guy pay?
Hey. Anyways, so Mother's Day was good for you, was good for my wife.
And good for that guy. And he got away with lots of free shoes.
Yeah, he got some free shoes. Maybe he's going to give it. Maybe he's going to pay it forward.
He's going to pay it forward to his mom.
Yeah, maybe he's going to pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
But Jen, she's a listener. She feels cheated from Mother's Day.
Okay, so are we supposed to maybe confirm or, you know, say, no, you don't have a right to feel that way? What are we supposed to do here?
I think she's just wanting to know how justified she is in feeling the way she does.
Okay, and then are we going to be able, if she's justified, do we do anything to make her feel better?
Just say they're there.
Maybe go try to get some of the shoplifted shoes.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Hopefully they're in your size. Hopefully you like the color. Messages, we get the DMs at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We got this from Jen.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I finally feel like I have something for your show. Ha ha.
Okay.
Anyway, my boyfriend and I have been dating for almost a year. We practically live together.
Mm-hmm.
He has a 3-year-old that I help out with 5 days a week. The boy stays with his mom on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
During the week, I'll come over, cook for him, buy toys for him, hang out, play outside, bathe him, read him books. And in my opinion, I am a rock solid bonus mom.
Good.
I treat and love him as my own. I feel a little cheated, though. My boyfriend didn't get me a gift for Mother's Day.
Ew.
Flowers and coffee would have been a great way to show some appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong for feeling this way? I do more for that little man than what his actual mom does. Ugh, don't get me started on her. Love the show. Would love to hear what your listeners think. Jen.
Man, well, I understand, like, the hurt there for sure. Technically, yes, I get it from her boyfriend's point of view. You're not biological, so there was no obligation from him to give you a present. And maybe he's thinking, okay, she's just a girlfriend, so... Yeah, I would take it easy a little bit on him, maybe, just because maybe he just didn't connect the two. Because you're a girlfriend, you've been dating for like less than a year or right around a year.
And maybe he doesn't know that you wanted to be acknowledged for your role in his son's life.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to take anything away from people who act in the role of mother for those, because there are a lot of people who get that recognition or take 100%. That role, you know.
You are absolutely playing a mother figure,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you do deserve to be acknowledged as well. It would have been a sweet gesture, but maybe it was lost on him that you do fill that kind of role and should be acknowledged. And maybe, hopefully, if you're still together next year...
Yeah.
He will rectify that.
Now, Shannon texts in and says, let it go. Biological moms get nothing a lot of times also.
Well, that's not great either.
No.
I mean, at least a car.
Well, I will say, when you are a certain age and you are trying to, or it says sometimes it's just forgotten. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, I remember one year for Father's Day, my stepmom was like, did you get your dad anything? And I was like, I know, because it was like I was of the age that I was too old for, like, the other parent to buy from me.
Yeah.
but I was young enough to just completely let it, like almost assume that that was going to happen.
Well, I'll say this. I made a last minute run last night because I realized my hubs did not buy a card for my mom and all the other moms in our mm-hmm. world. I'm like, I still need to take care of that. So we were texting with everybody. I'm like, cards are going to be late this year because it suck, but love you. And we were still in like lots of communication, but I did happen to also help out a guy at Walmart who was running in to buy a last minute card for his wife who was in the car. He's like, oh, everybody bought the wife cards. And I was like, so I found one like rogue for my wife on Mother's Day. I'm like, oh, here's a really good one. He's like, oh, thank you so much.
Aww.
And then I saw him again at the checkout. He's like, all right, I signed it. I'm going to go take it out to her right now.
Oh my gosh. Like, I need to buy a pen too.
Yeah, he did. He literally had to borrow a pen from the checkout.
Jeez. That is classic right there.
At this point, just bring her in and show it to her.
Show it to her and say, this is what I feel, all right?
This is what I feel. These are the words I want to say to you.
All right, let us know what you think. We're getting a lot of text messages. We'll get to some of those and your experience with being not the biological mom in a situation with a kid.
Still filling that role.
Right, mm-hmm. So would love to hear your take and your experience and story about that coming up here on DJX. Got an interesting DM from Jen who feels a little slighted because she's a girlfriend of a guy who has a kid, and she kind of is in that kid's life doing a lot of stuff, buying him toys, hanging out, cooking for him, all that stuff. Didn't get acknowledged for Mother's Day, and it's like, just didn't sit well with her.
Now, there are quite a bit of people rolling in, showing support.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew the Love Doctor says, tell him, communicate. She does deserve something. Maggie says, I think that even though she's not fully a stepmom yet, she mm-hmm. could at least get like a gift card, something like that. Trina's rolling in, though, with the opposite kind of opinion. Dear Jen, as a mom and a stepmom, no, absolutely not. Stay in your lane.
Mm.
You're a girlfriend, not even a wife. Definitely not the child's mother. You're doing things in a relationship of 1 year that you shouldn't be. You should just now be being introduced to any children. You're doing wife stepmom things with no ring. He's taking advantage of you. I am a stepmom of 8 years. I never get Mother's Day gifts from my stepkids because I'm not their mother.
Yeah.
Stepmother's Day is next Sunday.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah. We are getting several who are having that sort of like, You're not in the right lane. Like, Tony texted us and he said, hey, look, I call my stepmom every year. She did help raise me, but in this case, there's no ring and it's only been a year. Pump the brakes, lady.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest problem for most people is the amount of time that she's been dating.
Mm.
It's just been almost a year. And so, yeah, it's, I think a lot of people are pointing out that the fact that you're even in the kid's life this early is, mm-hmm. is maybe a little early, but even so, she is, you know, obviously her boyfriend is comfortable with her,
yeah.
you know, playing that role and helping to take care of his son.
Mm-hmm.
I would say this time next year, if you're still filling that role and you guys are in a solid relationship, then maybe we talk about, you know, getting acknowledged in some way.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And look, hey, communication's a great tool.
Yeah. If it matters to you and you want to feel acknowledged and recognize it. Yeah. You're not the mother. She did mention that maybe mom's not the best and that the kid is spending most of the time with dad.
But, you know, hey, as Justin texted us, you should be doing it for the kid, not for the gifts, right?
True.
Yes. But yeah, a little recognition does go a long way. So maybe a little communication and we'll be good. All right.
Goodness.
All right. Hey, thank you for the message and keep us posted. It's time for a stupid fact of the day. This is where we find random things in the internet. We see if at least one other website says it and we bring it along to you.
Yeah, many times it's just the one place and we just run with it.
Could you imagine having two of these?
Two of what? No, what?
Stupid fact of the day.
Is it a body part?
Most snails have both male and female genitalia.
Oh, no, sir. Nope.
Why is that?
Nope. No.
So they can quickly and easily mate with any other snail.
Oh, just keeps them, give them more options? Give them more options. What an amazing design.
I mean, I'm telling you, if you don't have the right gender in front of you, nah, it doesn't matter.
Love the one you're with?
Yeah, it's like, that's great. If you can't be with the one you love, then love the one you're with.
This is going to be an appreciation post for the good Lord not designing us that way, because I feel like he knew we couldn't handle that. That is just way too complicated for any of us to try to comprehend. Way too complicated.
Can we send ourselves down that wormhole?
No, we cannot. We cannot.
Of what if?
What if? I deal with one thing. I don't need to deal with the other thing. Like, where would you put it? No, logistically speaking, I just don't know. No.
Did you say where would you put it?
Well, I'm just, yes. I don't.
What you?
They're right next to each other.
Yeah, maybe right next to each other. And then you like, maybe you, if you're a female, you plug your nose.
No.
And you breathe like you.
No.
It pops out.
No. No, sir. There's a reason why we were not designed that way. There's many reasons why we were not designed that way. It's just too complicated. Too complicated. Too much going on. So too much to manage.
Well, the snails seem to have figured it out.
Good for the snails.
So
I could not live in that world. That's not a world I could live in.
Well, listen, if you were a snail, you wouldn't know any better. So it'd just be like, all right.
Okie doke.
Plug your nose. We doing this? All right, here we go.
Okay.
Ding.
All right. Yeah, I don't think you can imagine it either.
Oh. No, that's I am. That's what I'm doing right now.
Really?
I'm imagining it.
Really? Really?
All right, so there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day here this morning.
How did we not know that about snails?
Well,
I don't think I learned that in school.
Well, hey, look at that. Once again, the show has educational value.
Found it on one website, giving it to you as fact. Look at the learning. Look at the learning.
Well, I mean, the website is a reputable source. It's science.
What is it?
scienceline.uscb.edu.
That sounds super reputable.
It has science in it.
It has science in it, so it must be.
It has science in it. It should be fine,
your
right?
Logic about what's a reputable source is fantastic. That just is perfect for the show. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Okay. So, have you found a video? Have you found a?
Snail mating video?
You didn't even go YouTube.
But they don't make noise.
Yeah, they don't. It's not. It's probably squishy.
Probably squishy.
It's probably squishy sounding, right?
I mean, it's not.
Kind of slimy.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like a duck. It's not like a bison.
No, don't they?
It's
have
not like a seal.
They have shells, right? So do they like fall on the side and then can they get back up? Like I'm thinking turtle problems, right?
Listen, again.
How does it work?
The snails are figuring it out.
Okay.
Maybe we need to study the snail more closely.
No, I don't think so. I don't think we need to morph into the way snails do things. I don't think we need to do that. No.
Well, we already have, so.
No, I think we're good.
All right, stupid fact of the day. There you go. Most snails have male and female genitalia, and you're welcome.
That's a lot. That's a lot to manage.
All right. Hey, still to come this hour. Setting the bar stories, a feel-good story, and more coming up. Here on 99.7 EJX. Good morning. I'm good. All right, let's get to a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if anyone understands getting in trouble in a company car, it's me. I've wrecked just about every single station vehicle that we've had here.
Lost a set of keys.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, things have happened. I've weathered the time and bosses, and I've figured it out. All right. At least I wasn't in trouble with the police.
Uh oh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to race a Mustang when you're in a government car, you're doing okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Her name's Drew.
Okay.
She was driving in a mail truck.
Oh, gosh. Seriously? Seriously?
That's,
we're racing in a mail truck?
That's the government truck. Yeah.
Oh, oh, wow.
So she apparently was going more than 100 miles an hour.
What? They can go that fast?
Right? So here's the officer. Here's the officer kind of questioning Drew after he pulled her over.
Is there a reason you're going over 100?
I didn't realize that I was going that fast.
Yeah. I mean, that Mustang took off. He caught my attention, and then you blew by him, and I was pacing you at like 105.
I mean, I shouldn't have.
Did you know the person in the Mustang?
No.
I didn't know them.
Okay.
They were driving around on 590.
But... I kind of assumed when the way they took off and at the light there, because I was right across from you.
Right.
So he saw me coming up behind him, and he did the right thing and stopped and or slowed down, and then you continued.
Yeah, he did the right thing. You did not.
Wow. Like, are you late to deliver a bunch of mail? What's happening?
Yeah, I guess it was just one of those things where they pull up next to each other at a little stoplight, and they're like, hey, rev.
Come on now.
And come
You're
on now.
You're in a mail truck.
Yeah, and so think of that. Drew is riding on the passenger's side.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
I mean, come on.
Oh, that is no.
Right?
No.
But.
Nope, not what we do.
Really, kind of to your point, though, at the very beginning, mail trucks can go over 100 miles an hour?
I was today years old when I realized that.
I mean, wow. Well done.
Wow. They got some
By the way, she
got off in their boot.
Yeah, she got off with a warning and the.
Really? They didn't give her a ticket for that?
And the investigation. As a matter of policy, is under investigation.
And
the
wow.
incident, I should say. So, okay, so there you go. A little setting the
she
bar
got
story.
A warning for that?
Well, maybe there was a cute factor involved.
What? Well, she did sound like she was. they were vibing.
She was only 20. She's only 28. So, you know, maybe.
Wow.
Maybe she had, I don't know. She was like, oh.
Old enough to know better, though. Come on now.
All right, so that is your setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to race a Mustang when you're in a mail truck, you're doing okay.
Wow.
Do it like the us normal people and do it in your regular car.
No, don't do that either.
That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Maybe she was just looking for a date. And speaking of, we were already talking about how AI could be the future of dating. We'll explain coming up. Hang on. 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the fact that AI could be the future of dating, where you have kind of your own avatar, right? And other people have an avatar, and then basically your avatars will date and see if you're compatible.
That is the dumbest sounding thing I believe I've ever heard.
The dumbest sounding
that
thing
is the dumbest sounding thing ever.
So what we should probably do is at least go into another AI-formed pickup lines.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I asked AI to create some pickup lines for us.
For our avatars, yeah. To use on other avatars?
Kelly.
Yeah.
If kisses were snowflakes, I'd send you a blizzard.
Okay. I feel like that's seasonal.
Sure.
Like maybe you can whip that out in the wintertime. Might be okay. Okay. Maybe.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
Or should I walk by again in my lingerie?
What? Wait a second. I feel like...
That would be more you to me.
There's a certain set, yes, of people that could deliver that line and have it land.
All right. AI is giving some pickup lines here. Are you a magician?
No.
Because whenever I'm near you, I feel like I'm under your spell.
Oh, it's so cute. You could also use wizard.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it gave me this one again, but it added to it though. Kelly.
Yeah.
If you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber.
Yeah.
And I'd love to taste your freshness.
Just leave it at the cucumber. Leave off the tasting of the freshness.
Right,
I don't think
finally,
that makes it creepy.
Allowing AI to write our pickup lines.
Not a good idea.
Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm not a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
But I can definitely picture us together naked.
Oh! that's aggressive. Just stop and picture us together. Just stop. That's kind of sweet.
See, you know what? The future's in good hands. The future is in good hands.
The robotic delivery really added to it, too.
Yeah, I tried. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. I was noticing that there is an unlikely winner in the Kendrick Lamar Drake beef that has been kind of going back and forth, right?
Okay. I was today years old when I learned there was a beef, but okay, now that we're here.
They're going back and forth. Kendrick, see, a lot of people are thinking maybe Kendrick is the winner on this, but...
What are they beefing about?
I'm not getting into this right now. The winner is Brooklyn Pizzeria Lucali.
Okay, why are they the winner?
Because it was mentioned in Kendrick Lamar's diss track, 616 in L.A. And so ever since it got mentioned, there have been a flood of people coming to this pizzeria. So the pizzeria is like, hey, you know what?
Must be good if it's getting mentioned in a song.
We're loving this rap battle. Please continue.
Oh, wow.
So anyways, yeah. I mean, it has spilled onto verse and all that. So Drake and Kendrick Lamar are releasing diss tracks to one another. So,
Now does he come back with like another pizzeria that's supposedly
a rival pizzeria?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's where we go with this, We just start giving a bunch of like free advertising to pizzerias all over. That's what it could morph into.
All right. So, hey, if you missed anything from the show, you can catch up podcast, WDJX.com. We are going to try to get a good update. We've already got the buddings of an update for you on our group therapy from this morning. All right.
Yes. Yeah, they are. So we know that the ears the message was intended for heard it, or
yes,
at least was told about it.
Yes.
It has been posted on social media. So who's put me on blast on the radio?
Yeah. So we're going to try
and
to get a complete update for you coming up tomorrow. On 99.7 DJX. Plus everything from setting the bar stories to a little kid drunk adult to some Mother's Day fail, and more, all there on the podcast for you to listen to at your leisure. What else,
okay,
Kelly?
If you have any PGA sightings, let us know all week.
All right.
Because, you know, there's lots of activity going on in town. If you get a celebrity sighting,
yeah,
let us know.
All right, guys, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.